You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has decided to keep investigating the Madison City Clerk's office. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
This all started with the 193 absentee ballots staff found after the November election. Those votes weren't counted, and everyone seems to be in agreement. City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell waited weeks to tell leadership, including the mayor's office, the city attorney, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That timeline is under particular scrutiny. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs.
We've got what I can only say is this absolutely shocking set of dates post-election where every opportunity to fix this is ignored. This feels like a complete lack of leadership and a refusal to be where the buck stops, because the buck stops with the clerk to manage their own chief inspectors and their own mistakes, and you don't get to put your head in the sand for weeks at a time.
Now, these almost 200 ballots were not enough to change the outcome of any election, but the commissioners say that's not the point. Commissioner Mark Thompson.
What's really important is 193 ballots didn't get counted. It wasn't that it didn't change the result. That's a consequence. But the right being protected is the 193.
Now, the commission chose to continue their investigation and force staff to sit for depositions. They could decide Witzel-Bell acted improperly or even illegally. They also voted to send guidance to clerks around the state before the April 1st election, telling them to look everywhere and make sure every ballot is counted. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Auburndale School District has issued a resolution to formally request that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation consider applying new safety measures on the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186 intersection. This is the most recent push requesting increased safety measures since the redesign in 2014. There have been 3 fatal vehicle crashes, 27 additional reported crashes, and 42 wrong-way drivers. The Wood County Sheriff's Department has provided extra patrol and enforcement action that has resulted in minimal impact. The Auburndale School Board is requesting safety measures to include an overpass. Attorney General Josh Call joins 20 attorneys general that moved for a temporary restraining order to stop mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. They're asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale Federal Reductions in Force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60 days advance notice to states' governments so they can provide vital rapid response information, resources, and services to affected workers. Governor Tony Evers also released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. These mass terminations without notice throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos. A report released last week from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. The wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the wing's sexual assault prevention and response program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment within the Wisconsin National Guard and have a public hearing on the report. The top six candidates to become the 78th Alice in Dairyland are announced. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced the finalists on Friday. They are Allison Foster, Michelle Stangler, Michaela Flight, Natalie Rowe, Olivia Lulich, and Sarah Hagnow. During the next 2 months, they will participate in a rigorous interview process, receive media and speaking training, and earn a DATCP Marketing and Communications Certificate. The Alice in Dairyland Finals are scheduled for May 15th through the 17th in Crawford County. The winner will be announced on May 17th and will begin her term on July 7th, becoming the next ambassador for ag in Wisconsin. Safety Patrol Night at Taco John's happens this week in Wisconsin Rapids. 100% of the proceeds will be used to support and celebrate the fifth grade students who participate in the Safety Patrol program. Help them out by eating at Taco John's on March 12th between 4 and 8 p.m. The Dane County Board adopted a resolution asking lawmakers to act to prevent gun violence. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Municipal governments aren't allowed to make their own rules on guns, so the board is asking legislators to do so immediately. They're pushing for what are typically called common sense reforms, expanded background checks requiring locked gun storage, and red flag laws, where people can petition the court to have someone's access to their guns temporarily suspended if a judge agrees they're a danger to themselves or others. Guns are the number one cause of death for American children. State Senator Kelda Royce.
I don't know how many dead kids we need for Republicans in this building to start caring about that and prioritizing their lives and their safety over their own political careers. But, you know, other states have done this, some with Republican support. This is not rocket science. This is basic humanity.
More than 700 people die and more than 1,600 are hurt because of gun violence in Wisconsin every year.
Gas prices rose 9.5 cents in the last week for an average of $2.90 today. This is 1 cent lower than a month ago and 31.8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say that caution is playing a role in keeping prices lower. Concerns about the direction of the economy could have a major influence on fuel prices in the months ahead, especially with the high level of uncertainty surrounding tariffs. OPEC Plus announced they would gradually begin restoring oil production after nearly 2 years of cuts. This will add further downward pressure on oil prices. Our typical spring increase in prices may not happen or could be smaller than expected. Prices in central Wisconsin today ranged from $2.89 to $2.99 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. Cynthia Erivo is not just a Broadway star and Oscar-nominated singer-actor. The Emmy, Grammy, and Tony winner has just signed on to her next project, which will be an action thriller movie. There are not many details about the plot just yet, but Lionsgate has indicated the project will start production in June. This will just add momentum to the role Erivo is already on. She has signed on to play Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and will host the Tonys. Dolly Parton released a new song in honor of her deceased husband of 60 years, Carl Thomas Dean. The song is called "If You Hadn't Been There, I Wouldn't Be Here." Dean passed away a few days ago at the age of 82. The two met on Parton's first day in Nashville at a laundromat. Parton says Dean called out to her to get her attention, and the two never looked back. At first, she probably thought he just needed quarters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.